With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says the U.S. hitting a dock facility along a shore as he wages a pressure campaign on Venezuela. The president initially seemed to confirm a strike in a radio interview Friday. When questioned Monday about the explosion in Venezuela, he said the U.S. struck a facility where boats are carrying drugs and are loaded up. He declined to say if the military or CIA was involved. President Trump speaking with Russian President Putin Monday about his latest talks with Ukraine's leader.
President Trump told reporters he followed up his weekend meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at Mar-a-Lago with a phone call to Vladimir Putin.
And it was a very productive talk. We have a few very thorny issues, as you can imagine.
A new issue, an alleged Ukrainian drone attack on Putin's residence in northwestern Russia.
That would not be good.
Trump said he had not heard of the attack until Putin told him. Zelensky denies Russia's claims of an attack, calling it another lie to manipulate the peace process. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump putting Iran on notice. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
As he welcomed Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu for talks in Florida, the president warned Iran against reconstituting its nuclear program. He said the U.S. military would strike Iran hard if it attempts to rebuild that program. The president has insisted that Tehran's nuclear capabilities were obliterated after military strikes back in June. But Israeli officials have expressed concern about Iran rebuilding its long-range missile capability. Greg Clugston, Washington.
China's military dispatching troops to conduct live fire drills around Taiwan to warn what it calls external interference forces. Taiwan, meanwhile, has placed its forces on alert. This is SRN News. Are you reading the scriptures?
The American Bible Society's annual report finds about 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they have read the scripture at least three times a year outside of church services. That's up from 38% last year, but down from 2021, when half of Americans fit that category. The ABS report also reveals that a little over a third of Gen Z and millennials would qualify as Bible users, an increase for millennials over 2024. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews are vowing not to be intimidated by rising anti-Semitism. Many are pointing to a speech by Eli Schlanger, an Australian rabbi who was killed in that massacre at a beach earlier in the month. He had urged his congregation to, quote, be more Jewish, act more Jewish, and appear more Jewish every day. This is SRN News. One of the greatest is reaching the half-century mark.
Tiger Woods played a game with which hardly anyone could relate. Now he approaches a milestone that makes him like everyone else. Woods turns 50 on Tuesday. This celebration is more about appreciating the past than wondering about the future. Woods has had more surgeries than the 15 majors he won. He is eligible for the 50 and older PGA Tour Champions League without any indication he will play. Woods has only played 11 times. Since he was badly injured in a 2021 car crash in Los Angeles, he didn't play on tour in 2025. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Survivors and families of the victims of that deadly train crash in Mexico demanding answers as the government vows to investigate what caused the train to derail. 13 people were killed, more than 100 injured. More details, srnnews.com.